Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 182. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys? Having a good night?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah. Fantastic night.
We're telling fantastic. Uplifting Nate stories says. In between the,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The episodes yeah. tonight.
Real pleasant.
Enrichment.
Yeah.
Hold hands and sing Kumbaya. Yeah. Not quite.
Yeah, it's real good stories there, guys. Thanks a lot.
<We're> like true crime. No, it's
I'm depressed now.
It was a little depressing, but we're back.
But yeah, we're back. Yeah, so we're having a good night. Just got done recording a good full. I'm excited for the creepies to listen to.
What was that on?
Can't tell them.
No, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was haunted Minnesota.
Happy holidays.
There were a ton of places.
Merry though. Christmas, oh, right? Yeah. That'll fall on Christmas, right? Isn't that our Christmas episode? The 25th? Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it is the 25th. It's on a Wednesday.
We opened the gift early, didn't we?
That's right. It is on Wednesday mm-hmm. the 25th.
And we mm-hmm. didn't say Merry Christmas. That's all right.
Oh, God.
But we said a lot of Minnesota.
For some reason, Minnesota. I forgot. I thought we were two ahead again. That's why I didn't say that.
I can't remember.
So I thought, yeah, that's right. It'd we're just well one ahead. 20,
we could have said happy 2020.
But you know why we're one ahead? Only one ahead? It was well worth it doing the bonus for Jerry.
Oh, for Jerry. Yeah.
Oh, yep.
Jerry and Tracy. Yep. So anyway, yeah. We can say Merry Christmas on this episode.
We can.
How
you're
about
right.
that?
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Good job.
Merry right. Creepmas.
Good job, Nate.
All right. So, Nate is your tech... Oh, sorry. Hey, Sean.
Yes.
What are we talking about?
We are talking about your pick. It is your night, right? We're talking about orbs. And if interested, please go and check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Excellent. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have some foundation on what an orb is?
I do. Paranormal orbs are spherical light anomalies that appear in photographs, videos, and often in locations believed to be haunted. While some attribute these orbs to ghostly manifestations, others argue they can be explained by natural phenomena, which we'll go over, right?
Yeah.
There's always something to explain everything, right?
Yeah. Did you know?
Not that it's right, but...
Did you know that there are different colors of orbs, but they, I figured you probably knew that, and the creepies are like, yeah, duh, but they all mean something different. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Yeah, yep. I did. I mean, I don't know exactly.
So I'm not, there's white, red, black, green, and blue. How about that? So there's five different colors. I'm not going to read every single, I'll read like just a quick little blurb of the orb. A white orb is, or silver. White or silver are typically thought to be positive. They could indicate that there's a spirit or energy that is stuck or trapped in a plane that they don't belong on. Red orbs or orange orbs, they are warm in color and generally considered to be warm and protective spirits. They can be considered passionate and fiery. Black orbs with a brown or a dark hue may have a reputation as being negative or angry spirits, but in reality, they may be simply spirits with negative or heavy emotions attached to them. Green orb is always associated with nature, and in the case of orbs, it tends to represent oneness with the earth and with the heart, the association between the body and the soul and the earth. And lastly, the blue orb. The blue color blue is often used to try to elicit a calming, healing response, and in the case of a blue orb, it indicates the presence of a calming or healing energy or spirit. So kind of quick descriptions of what each color means.
And you love orbs, right?
I hate them.
Orbs are you just want to get it out of it.
But
it's funny.
Nate, what did we see at Whispers of State?
I have some videos with orbs.
Yeah. And we saw them in real time, around. Didn't we?
We saw them in real time. You guys had me come in there and I saw them, too.
Could not believe that.
Baloney.
So I was like, there's something to it. That's why I'm like, you know what? I have a little more respect for that, the orb thing. But mm-hmm.
Yeah, we saw much. Some weird stuff there that we could not, and that was in the his office, right, or by the morgue or whatever.
One was in his office downstairs, and then the other.
It's kind of like that
video
side
I have is from. I was sitting in the master bedroom and videoing out into the hallway.
Oh, okay.
Oh I remember that. Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's a lot of stuff on here debunking them.
Don't do that.
All over.
All over, Nate says.
Yeah, I mean, you find that more than...
Oh, yeah. They're dust and...
What they... People believe they are.
So what do they say? So,
I mean, you just get into dust or low pixel resolution on your camera or whatever. All sorts of different things. And I'm a firm believer of a lot of that, too. I don't think all orbs are orbs. I think, you know, in some cases, they're light reflecting off your lens or dust floating around.
Whatever we saw in Whispers of State, to me, I think they were orbs.
I didn't see any dust in flashlights.
It was
or
the doctor.
No. I'm telling you. And there were
it was weird.
A bunch of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't like just one or two. It was a bunch of them, yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people are saying just because you see orbs, it doesn't necessarily mean they're spirits.
Right.
So I think they're fun. I think there is some truth to some of them. Especially my aunt out in Colorado, she sent my mom a video and then she sent me the video, which I do not have anymore because I've switched phones and I lost it. But on her like Ring camera or whatever, showing her living room, there is a white, well, it's white in the video because it's infrared. So it's gray tone. Round light, and it's like floating around the room, then it goes down the hall, comes back out of the hall. I may have shown you guys back when my mom first sent it to me. It's been a while, but it
sounds familiar.
Real bright, it almost looks like a flashlight spot, but there is no light
source to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of remember that, but it has been a while.
Yeah. I wish I still had it. I could probably reach out to her and have her send it to me.
We've
again.
Been doing this a long time. It feels like it.
That library in Evansville, I can't think of what. They have cameras set up in like five or six
different. The gray lady?
Yeah, the gray lady in that library. And they have cameras set up in different rooms, and you can either spot the gray lady or there's a lot of orbs floating around. And I've watched the cameras, and there's live video, and yeah, you can see these little balls of light floating around.
Is that Willard? No.
Yes, Willard Library.
The Willard Library. Yep. Yeah.
Thank you for that. I could not think of Willard.
Franklin has that restaurant called the Willard. That's what made me think of. I was like, it's like the restaurant. So
yeah,
which is also haunted, by the way.
But yeah, they the gray lady and then the orbs are their two things. Yeah. Mm.
I think so. It's interesting. We were just talking about this too, that we're in the midst of all the drone stuff in New Jersey, and we're not going to get into that because there's so many layers to that and just some interesting stuff. But there's been a lot of that, and that was supposedly not just on the East Coast, but the West Coast, around the country and around the world, blah, blah, blah. But the interesting thing is they said now I think we're noticing things more in the sky. And there have been videos that people are showing, and they are strange. And even, you know, I'm used to seeing these videos on these really wild paranormal places or like, you know, the gotcha things that are like, oh, you know, what is this? And it's like, that's total like baloney.
Yeah.
There's no way this is real. But people are like posting some of these videos, and a lot of like what seems to be more credible people and people that are like, yeah, I never thought this stuff was real, but look at this. And so whether there's a ton of people just trying to pull your leg or there's just people, like I said, I think people are looking more to the stars. And even some of the, you know, like the scientists and stuff, because I thought they'd come out and be like, you guys are all crazy. Stop this. Like Neil deGrasse Tyson, which there are times where I'm like, I love what comes out of his mouth. And then there are times where I'm like, I get frustrated what comes out of his mouth. He was on some interviews and I thought, oh, this is going to be ridiculous. He said, you know what? Honestly, the best thing that can come out of this is that people question and wonder, and we all want to know, and we all want answers. And he even said, he's like, the best thing to come out of this is that more people are going to start wondering about the heavens and looking at the sky. And he's like, I love that. And he's like, you know, we all are on the same planet and asking a lot of the same questions. And let's keep the wonderment alive. And I was like, go, you know.
He's an atheist, though.
Yeah, so.
I mean, as far as faith
I know,
goes.
So, right, and so, which I don't agree with that. But I just thought that was good that it wasn't, because I thought, man, this is probably going to be slanted a bit or whatever. But I thought, yeah, we probably do. It is nice that we're all looking at our stars a little bit
more. I get what
you're
saying.
But, so anyway, I just thought it was interesting, but that people are catching what they're calling orbs, not just the drone stuff. And and like I said, there are videos out there, because I watched tons of stuff, you know, just for fun, and I've seen stuff over the years. A lot of like people are like, oh my gosh, look at all these orbs on my camera I caught. It's dust. It's like this, like some of it is like, no, that is not an orb. But there are some weird ones, like watching somebody sleep, and dust doesn't respond like some of these orbs. And could it be trickery? Could it be lasers? But it sure doesn't seem like some of them I can see being faked. But some of them, it's like, dude, this happened, and like I have nothing to gain from this. What is this? You know? So I don't think everybody's out there trying to pull a fast one. But it does say like some of those, you know, explanations, dust particles, moisture, pollen, lens flares. It says, like you were saying, there's a lot like different colors of stuff, but it is manifestations of spirit energy representing the presence of spirits or entities beyond their physical plane, angelic activity, so associated with angels or benevolent spirits, ghostly apparitions, manifestations of deceased ones. Mm-hmm. Like you said, orbs can be translucent, partially transparent or glowing, luminous, brightly shining, colored various shades such as blue, green, all the ones that you mentioned. In geometric shapes, woven patterns or shapes within the circular structure, potentially identifying a specific spirit or energy.
Yeah. So coming off of that, they said that, you know, the main question, what are orbs? And it says, we really need to talk about when and where do we see them? And they said, you know, ghost orbs and spirit orbs may be seen around places like graveyards or churches, or when activities such as seances or clairvoyance work are carried out. Orbs have also been reported in areas where there are many deaths that have occurred. For example, eyewitness accounts have recorded orbs at the Gettysburg battlefields at night. That would be cool. Orbs can also be seen around people. When certain people attract orbs, it's often thought that the question, what is an orb, is answered a little bit differently. In these cases, orbs are thought to be represent halos, angels, or deceased relatives, a tiny manifestation of protective energy that we can see either through the naked eye or captured on film. Generally, if someone has an orb or multiple orbs that hang around, they are often more of a spiritual person and may experience other paranormal phenomena, although this is not always the case. So, yeah. And it says they can also be seen with an individual's aura, particularly if they are a psychic or a spiritualist. So there you go. So that's some of the places that, you know, or times that they appear.
So they count as far as some of the stuff I looked up for orbs. Yeah, I just think of orbs as like balls, and I can see how it could be geometric shapes. But they said they were talking about some of the most famous orbs or like well-known orbs. I don't know that I agree with this, but they called the Brown Lady of Random Hall. Do you know that one? It's a very famous picture, lady coming down the stairs that was captured. That's a ghost apparition, not so much an orb.
No.
But some people, I think, have seen her as like an orb is what they're
saying.
Maybe
she appears like an orb at first.
And then it says, so she's a very famous ghost that happens, a famous haunting in the United Kingdom. She's called the Brown Lady. But yeah, I've seen that so many different times, but there's a lot of different, like, you know, there's been so many sightings and even some like famous people have seen her. And one of the friends of, even Charles Dickens apparently saw her. But I thought, you know, I don't know if I agree with her being necessarily an orb, but I could see how they're saying,
yeah, I don't agree with that.
Not if you see her in a ghostly form, but
that's an apparition.
Like, that is. Yeah, for sure. But I think they're saying that people see, like I said, an orb of her as well. So
yeah, maybe she appears both ways, or maybe she starts as an orb, and then maybe she manifests into the body, you know, the shape of a human.
I prefer my manifestations in apparition form.
Apparition, I do too.
Yeah,
I'm stuck up that way.
Orb, it's the light version is the orb.
Arrogant. Yeah. Maybe
orbs too simplistic. They're not putting a whole lot of effort into it.
No. Exactly. Maybe, Nate, you can do a screenshot if you find your orbs video. Maybe you can do a screenshot and send it to Sean. Mm-hmm. He can post it on the
Facebook.
Facebook. And then,
heck yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about seeing the inside of an orb?
You mean what's in there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This question says, can I see inside an orb? I never thought about that.
I'm pretty sure I've never thought about that.
I know I've paused mine. It's sort of, some of them on my videos, like you can sort of see maybe a face in the orb.
Okay. So this says they are typically just orbs of light, although some people believe that they have seen faces of people and animals within the orbs, as well as buildings and other scenes. How about that? Mm-hmm. Although this may be a trick of the mind or simply a trick of light, some believe that these spiritual orbs could be a portal of sorts to another realm. So that says, although many different people believe many different things about orbs, one thing is widely and commonly accepted. Orbs are energy. And then it says, seeing manifestations of energy during special occasions or even during the most mundane of events can be incredibly comforting for family left behind. If we were to believe that orbs or spirits, deceased loved ones, or angels, spotting an orb in a family photo is a surefire way to know whether or not we're being visited on this plane. Hmm. So, like Nate said, maybe you can kind of see faces or, you know, animals or something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You think that would be kind of like a calming way for us to, like, accept something like that.
I always think of Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah.
When the witch... is it Glinda? Is that her name?
The Good Witch.
Yeah, the Good Witch. Yeah. When she comes in an orb.
Uh-huh, yeah, then, she does, and then she turns into herself, right? Her manifestation.
Yeah.
This is interesting. You're talking about colors, orb shapes, and their significance. In addition to color, the shape of an orb can also hold significance in paranormal investigations. Perfectly round orbs, the meaning is harmony, completion, purity. Interpretation, orbs that are seen perfectly round are often seen as signs of harmony, purity, believed to represent balanced energy in the presence of a peaceful spirit. This is to debunk this, be mindful of water and dust particles in the air, take multiple photos over an extended period of time. So there's also elongated orbs. Their meanings are movement, transition, and restlessness. Interpreting these, elongated orbs are thought to signify movement or transition. They may indicate the presence of a spirit that is restless or in the process of moving from one place to another. It says be mindful of flying insects in the area and camera shutter speed. These can also represent elongated orbs. And then there's multiple orbs or groups of orbs. Group presence, community, strong energy is what the meaning is. Interpretation, when multiple orbs appear together, is often seen as a sign of strong energy or the presence of a group of spirits. This can indicate a place with significant spiritual activity. It says, be mindful of insect swarms, and overly dry or moist conditions with dust or water particles present. And then this is the last one, orbs with trails. Behind, you know, like leaving trails, meaning motion, intention, direction. Interpretation, orbs that leave trails are believed to be moving with intention and direction. This can indicate the presence of a spirit with a specific purpose or message. It says be mindful of flying insects in the camera shots or anything else that might, any objects that might be moving.
Hmm.
Kids throwing toys, I don't know, who knows. Right.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for somebody that has not really been interested in orbs, I thought, you know what, it's been on my list for a while, and I thought, eh, we might as well talk about it. It's actually a little bit more interesting when you delve into it instead of just, you know, oh, it's fake or there's nothing to them. There is a lot more to orbs than, you know, and I think it kind of, with us seeing it at Whispers Estate right there, instead of like, I don't know, I can't explain it. It wasn't dust, and it wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't any flashlights or anything. There's just flying around that right in front of us live. So that kind of made me think a little bit more differently about them. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, like I said, nine out of 10 times are probably, yeah, nothing but dust or light reflections. But that one time, man, it's all you need, right?
Yep.
So,
yeah. And that's a lot of these.
I think we had that one time.
Right. A lot of these articles talk about being very careful when you analyze. You know, they're very thorough with debunking a lot of stuff. But I think there are some instances where it's like, dude, I have no idea what that is. Because there are people out there that are trying to, you know, get your attention or, yeah, and they're fakes. But, you know, I think just like anything else, there really are instances where, you know, something unexplained is truly happening.
This guy, Rich Keen. He says, I am an entrepreneur and visual mathematician. he says his opinion on orbs says orbs can be humans, animals, birds, insects, and even dinosaurs. He goes, I know because the ones I photograph can be shaped like the heads of such creatures. Orbs are also very often, if not always, more than one spirit. They include the dominant spirit with others inside that can literally be part of a memory. In fact, two scientists a few years ago were able to show the human conscience above a person's above the person's head, and that conscience just happens to be in the form of an orb. Said this one is very basic, but the evidence it contains about life is truly special. It has a picture of an orb, and I'll show you guys. It says, notice the blonde woman with red lips and a big smile on her face. She looks like a cartoon character on a joyride. Now, what if I said she was connected to the blonde in the photo where the orb is found? So, here's a picture of the orb.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And then, there's a picture of just some random woman. But mm-hmm. I guess the orb is...
Hmm.
Yeah. And so it's just a little bit above her head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, I thought that was an interesting take.
It is weird. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, real or not real, they're still interesting.
He goes, it does look like a monkey, doesn't it? He goes, and it's looking right at the camera. That's funny. So anyway, orbs are, like I said, not the most interesting, but yet I think a little more interesting than I gave it credit to mm-hmm. for. So
it's funny because there's this list in here and it says it's part of the types and ghosts and spirits experts guide to paranormal classifications. Number one is residual hauntings. Two is intelligent hauntings. Three is poltergeists. Four is shadow people. Five is apparition. And six is orbs. Seven. Now we need to cover this next is ectoplasmic mist.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's mm-hmm. apparently crisis. Isn't
that what they did in Ghostbusters 2? Isn't uh-huh. that what they had to yeah. deal with was the...
Oh, he slimed me.
Yeah.
There's eight is crisis apparitions. Who knew that was such a thing? Huh? Doppelgangers, number nine. And 10 is elementals. Oh, it goes on. 11 is demon. 12 is animal spirits. 13 is ascended spirits.
What is...
That's a heck of a list.
What was number one?
Number one that they had on here was residual hauntings.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so orbs comes very high in a, or at least the top. Seven. Yeah, so some of the top hauntings or paranormal classifications, it says. So.
Hmm. Well, I didn't know there was, like, I just thought an orb, like the ones we saw.
Mm-hmm.
They were. What would you say? They were kind of orangish or yellowish, right? White? I mean.
Yeah, whitish yellow, maybe, yeah.
Because, I mean, it's been... 3 years, so I can't. Yeah. I can't remember, but I didn't know they had different colors. I've never heard of. Oh yeah, they said blue, green, red, and black. I never heard of that. Yeah.
I thought I
that
saw
that would be creepy. I think
I thought I saw an orb at Whispers of State, and it was just your laser pointer or pen or whatever. Didn't you have a pen, or was that Aaron?
I think it was Aaron.
It might have been Aaron, but I saw. I was like, whoa, what is that? And it was some. It was one of her. I was thinking it was one of your flashlights or one of her mm-hmm. like pieces of equipment. It's probably one.
Well, I remember her saying that thought she saw a shadow figure.
Yeah.
Down at the oh god,
down the hall.
That gives me the creeps right now because I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to see that or not.
I couldn't see it.
Yeah, I tried really hard to see that one. I saw the one at Whispers or not Whispers, Waverly Hills.
Yeah, we all saw that. Yeah, all of us did.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was weird. You're like, are we seeing what we think we're seeing?
We didn't see any orb like things at Waverly, did we?
No.
I
didn't take a whole lot of pictures and video though while we're in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd see a few, but
I said the only balls we saw were the ones moving with mm-hmm. no wind,
the actual physical balls.
Gosh, that was crazy. Well, what else about orbs, guys? Any other information you can share, or any? Do you have any stories about orbs?
I don't either. I don't have any personal. And like I said, it just seems like there's more and more talk of orbs just this day and age. You know, like you, not that long ago, it would have been like whatever. But now it's like. Yeah, it's more and more in people's consciousness is, you know, mm-hmm. truly.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm a bit skeptical, but I do think there's some legitimately out there that are balls of energy, or, you know, energy comes in different forms. So, you
well,
know,
I'm a believer just because of what we saw.
That we saw it. Yeah, I agree.
Now, is it the most interesting thing? Nah, not really, but it was.
But what the heck was
it? But what were they? Yeah.
Because it was not dust.
And there were a bunch of them.
There was a bunch of them.
One or two floating around.
I've never seen dust happen.
No.
It's not dust at all. Yeah. There's no way.
Well, yeah. I have tons of different videos on there and nothing with that kind of activity.
Yeah. That's a true, like, paranormal experience we had that we can't explain. Mm-hmm. We kind of forget about that one, don't we? Yeah.
It's one of our first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. Seriously. That and then the shadow figure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So.
And they tore Bobby Mackey's down.
Yes,
did they officially tear it down?
Yeah, they had it on. Yep. It was on Facebook.
Well, are they going to rebuild on the same?
Yeah,
same
I area? Believe so. Build a new.
So, see, it might not just be because within the walls. It's in the land.
You think
it's in the water?
Be,
in the
what I'm bummed out is that the little house in the well, more than likely, is gone.
Oh yeah, that's right. They had that little house in the prairie. Oh, I mean the little house in the basement.
This is true.
I forgot about that.
Where all the dancing girls were at.
Yeah. Oh, poor Bobby Mackey's. Well, maybe the spirits still hang around there in that area.
Carl. Know?
They're just waiting for a new new and improved, not some 1978 honky-tonk that smells like smoke and
you think the floor,
leather boots.
When they rebuild it, they'll still have slanted floors and slanted roof.
And chains, that's still, you can probably just...
Stairway to nowhere.
Cut it with the... Oh, man. That was fun. All right, so nothing else on orbs?
Mm-mm.
Well, Nate, then, you know, buddy, it's your turn.
The round. That's a wrap.
That was probably your most simple... In all these episodes, that was the most simple... that's a wrap. Yeah, they're round.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, real quick, did you say that there's different shapes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I'm going back.
Okay. Elongated, and then obviously perfectly round.
Okay. All right.
Ones that have trails behind them.
Okay.
They're streaking. They're streaking.
Well, Nate, that's rap says they're round.
We're going to the quad.
We're going with that. Yeah. We're going with that, and we're going to go with his rap. And we want to thank you, Creepies, obviously, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 182 and our discussion on the mysterious orbs. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.